You're listening to Abstinence After Sex. So, hello, my name is Bethany. I'm the host of Abstinence After Sex, and I'm so glad that you came back for another show. If this is your first show, hey,
what's up?
But I want to jump right into it because, yeah, what's the point? Alright, so today's theme scripture is Romans chapter 7, verse 21 through 25. And I'm reading in the New Living Translation, and it says, I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person that I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Hey. Alright, so I decided to choose this scripture because this is something that I'm dealing with right now with myself. And I always want to base this podcast off of things that I'm struggling with, because honestly, this podcast is just my journey as I go through what I'm going through and just going through this journey of being abstinent. Like Paul, I felt like I want to do God's will. Like, I want to deeply and honestly do what God wants me to do. I want to be in his will. But it's so easy to just stay comfortable and be in sin, because sin feels good. Sin feels good. Like, it feels good to sin. It feels right and it feels natural in the moment to do what I want to do, to do what Bethany wants to do, and not worry about anything else, and not worry about my purpose, and not worry about other generations. Like, I just want to do what I want to do, but God cannot give me the blessings that he wants to give me if I choose to do what I want to do. And I pull myself further and further away from God if I am not in his will and I don't do what God wants me to do. So I completely understand how Paul is feeling in the scripture, because I know, like, we all feel this way. You want to do something. I don't know. There's been people that I've talked to, like people that like to drink but don't want to drink because they feel like drinking is a sin. There's people that smoke but don't want to smoke because they feel like it's a sin. And sin, we're born in sin. We naturally want to sin. I've dealt with it with sex. I've dealt with it with oral sex recently. Like, this is not something, and this is a constant battle, and Paul says it. I believe he says war. Yes, it's a constant battle day to day, every day. You will have to decide whether you want to follow God or if you want to follow your flesh. It's a day to day process. This is not easy, you guys. But I want to, I guess, help you and help myself, because there is always hope. There's always hope when you're dealing with Jesus. There's always hope when you're dealing with God, when you're connected with God. But it's important that we are real with ourselves and we know that this is not easy, and we will sin. You will slip up. I have slipped up. Nobody is perfect. And I don't want you to think that you have to be a Christian. You have to be perfect to be a Christian. You do not have to be perfect to follow Christ. And when we get into that situation and we're like dwelling, like, why do I keep doing this? Like Paul says, like, when I want to do right, I do wrong. Like, we think, like, why do I keep doing this? And we think in that moment that we don't need to be next to God. That is the exact moment where God wants you to be as closest to him as you can be. I want to say that again clearer, because I feel like I just said a lot of words. When you sin and you feel like, I need to clean myself up, God wants you to run to him. Do not hide your face from God. If you are high and you're smoking and you're like, dang, I knew I shouldn't have done this, pick up the Bible, pick it up, read and pray and talk to God. You need to run to him, because the only way that you can change is with Jesus, is with God. If you could change on your own, then you would have changed already, and you wouldn't need God. You wouldn't need a savior. And I feel like a lot of us, that's where we get stuck. We mess up, and then we say, oh, I gotta figure out how to clean myself up. And that's mainly because of the church and the church mentality, well, some churches, and how it has been. We've presented, and I'm saying we because I am a part of the church. We've presented to people, or we've shown people, or we represented to people, in order for you to join this church, you have to clean up. And we don't say it, but the way we physically point it out is, if somebody walks into the house drunk and we look at them sideways, or if somebody walks in with jeans or something, or not dressed up or something, we look at them crazy. Or if someone has their testimony and it's not as clean and bright, or if they're a drug addict or something, we look at them like they're crazy, because for some reason we feel like we're better than them, and we're not. Just because, and I dealt with this last Sunday, just because somebody else's sin is visible does not mean that you are sinless. We need to stop judging people because we can see their sins. Just because you can see somebody else's sin doesn't mean that you're sinless. Because, boo, we are all born in sin. Boo, we do. Our flesh is sinful by nature. Paul says that our flesh is sinful by nature. So just because you see somebody else's sin does not give you the right to judge them. And vice versa, like, if you feel like, oh, I'm homosexual, I can't do this, I can't walk in the church, I need to clean up myself, or God doesn't love me. No, God loves you. And do not let people take you away from God. Do not let people's judgment... I'm sorry, you guys. Do not let people's judgment of you steer you away from God. Their judgment of you is not God's judgment. Their hate for you is not God's hate for you. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. And we have to get to the point as a church, as a community, to stop judging people. It's just showing them love. Because we can only change through Jesus. So when you are dealing with something, I'm always emotional. I need to get my life together. So when you are dealing with something and you feel like, I don't need to go to church, or I don't need to be praying, or I just need to you just decide to isolate yourself, or you don't even decide to pick up a Bible, that's when God wants you the most. So, and I'm gonna give you my example. So when I had oral sex with my boyfriend, I did not feel good, because I want to follow God's way. Like, I want to follow his desire. And I instantly felt like I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I shouldn't be going against God's will, but the other way, like, I feel like I'm not qualified to do this podcast. Like, I'm not qualified because I'm not perfect. Like, I don't want to lead people the wrong way. There are times when I want to quit. There are times when I do not think that I'm qualified to do this. But the Holy Spirit continues to remind me of Moses, who stuttered. He continues to remind me of Noah, who was an alcoholic. He continues to remind me of David, who was full of lust. Like, there are multiple people in the Bible who have led, who have been staples in the Bible, and are still flawed. And so when there are times when I want to quit, when I feel like I'm not qualified to do this, because I don't want to steer you guys wrong. Like, I don't want to do the wrong thing. And I want to stay in the will of God. Like, I am tired of sinning. I don't want to do this. Well, the Holy Spirit reminds me and brings the verse in my head. And it's 2 Corinthians 12. And it says, 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And there are a lot of times when we sin, well, when I sin, and I just want God to take either the sin away, or I want God to take this responsibility away from me because I do not feel qualified. But God's grace is sufficient. What God has given you, grace, all grace means is God giving you stuff that you do not deserve. God's grace, whatever God has given you, whatever God has placed in your heart, the skills, the quality, that is enough. God's presence around you, that's his grace too. His presence is a gift to you that we do not deserve. That is enough. So we have to, and I have to, continue to be in his word. When I do not feel like I'm qualified to do what I am doing right now at this moment, I have to focus on God. I have to continue to read this scripture or other scriptures and remind myself that Bethany, he asked you to do this, and he does not want you to be perfect. He just wants you to do it because that's what he wants you to do. And I don't have a choice. Like, I really do not have a choice. So if you're like me and you feel like, I don't want this responsibility, I don't want this pressure of having to feel like I need to not commit a sin, like, I understand how you feel, but God's presence, God's grace, the skills that he's giving you, it is, you are able to do it. If somebody anywhere in the world has done it, you can do it too. And we can do it with God, we can do it with Christ, and we have to trust that even though you feel like you are not perfect, even though you feel like you are not qualified, even though you feel like you keep making this mistake over and over and over and over again, you have to trust that God can fix it because he can. I had to be real with myself. So like after all that, after you realize, yeah, you gotta get closer to God, like, but you have to be real with yourself. So we're gonna stick on the topic of sex because this is what this podcast is about, you guys. So the reason why I slip up is because I think that I can handle it myself. And the reason why a lot of us slip up is because we think that we can take control of it ourselves. We think that we can handle it ourselves. We think that we feel like, I feel like today's society is very nonchalant about stuff. And we don't want to seem too extreme to other people. But if you need to take that extra extreme, then take it so that you will not commit the sin. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. And it says, "Run from anything that stimulates your youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts." A lot of times we think like, oh, it don't take all that. I can sit in a room with other people smoking weed. If you have to be real with yourself. If you know that you cannot sit in the weed in the room with other people smoking weed, then leave. If you know that you cannot keep your clothes on when he touches your thighs, then tell him not to touch your thighs. If you know that you cannot keep your cool when the lights are off and y'all laying down watching that movie, then the lights need to be on and y'all need to be vertical. Like, you have to be real with yourself, because if you're not real, if you think that you can control everything, and that was my problem. I felt like I was able to spend the night with my boyfriend beforehand and we didn't have sex, so I can just keep doing it. And that's how we get trapped, because we do it once and we're like, all right, I did it without having sex, so I can keep doing it. But our flesh is weak, and you keep testing yourself. You keep testing yourself, and you keep and thinking that your flesh is not going to take control because you're all holy and sanctified. No, boo, you are as weak can be. The only reason why I have strength to do stuff is through Christ. And I had to humble myself and know that it's not me. It wasn't me that was allowing me not to have to spend a night with my boyfriend and not have sex. It was the Holy Spirit that worked in me. But the more that I do it, the more it gets comfortable and the more it feels right. And when you keep adding fire into a bonfire or into a wildfire, it's going to get bigger. So the more leeway that you give, it's going to get bigger. Don't think that you're being extreme when you do stuff. If you have to tell that person you can't spend the night anymore, then you can't spend the night. If you have to tell that person, like, we can only go dates at certain times, then that's what it is. Because I would rather do what God wants me to do than to do what is comfortable. And a lot of us, we want to do what is comfortable. But there is no growth in the comfort zone. And there is no comfort in the growth zone. So you have to choose where you want to be. If you want to grow, then you have to be uncomfortable. If you want to stay the same, then you'll stay the same. So if you need to take that extreme, then take that extreme. It's hard. And it's my responsibility, because you are listening to my podcast, it's my responsibility to be transparent with you and let you know that this is my journey. I am not a minister. I am not a pastor. This is my journey of being abstinent. And I feel like God needs this to happen, because a lot of times when we go to wherever we go, we get fed the celebration part of it. We get fed the happy part of Christianity. Yes, you'll have a throne, you'll have blessings on blessings on blessings, but Jesus was crucified, and that was in God's will. Us going through hardships is a part of Christianity. And yes, it's important so that we can get through the hardships, to focus on the blessings, to focus on what's going to be right, to focus on the growth that we're going to have. But there is going to be hard. It is not going to be a walk in the park. You cannot be a Christian and not go through hardships. And when I say Christian, I mean a follower of Christ, not a churchgoer, not somebody that likes to sit in the pew and clap their hands to the music. If you are following Christ, Jesus Christ, God's Son, then it will be hard, because you are going against your natural desire to sin. We naturally want to sin, and it's not going to be easy. And it's important that we know this, because you can go through something that's hard and you could be thinking, oh, this is the devil. Or you could be thinking like, oh, maybe God doesn't want this for me. Or maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. No, it's supposed to be hard. Like when we have like a personal trainer or something, you lifting them weights, you doing them squats, your legs are burning, but you keep doing it because you know what's going to be the end result. And when you feel your legs burning, you're not saying, what in the world? Why are my legs burning? No, you know why your legs is burning, because you decided to follow that personal trainer. I am letting you know why this is hard. This is why it's hard, because you're choosing to follow Christ. This is why it's hard. So do not get like dumbfounded when it starts to get hard. Continue to focus on God. Continue to focus on Christ. This abstinence journey, if you're choosing to be abstinent, it's not going to be easy. You are not going to lose the desire to want to have sex. Every day I deal with that. Every day I have to make a choice. Every day. Every day you will have to make a choice whether you want to follow your sin, whether you want to follow your flesh, or if you want to follow Christ. And some days we do not make the right choices. But do not beat yourself up because you don't make the right choices. Do not beat yourself up because you sin. Alright, Romans 8. So after Paul said all of that in Romans 7, the very next chapter, Romans 8, says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the living, of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. So when you commit, when you do something that is wrong, what you need to do is to confess your sins to God. Say, God, I did this. This is what happened. And repent. Repent just means that you turn over a new leaf, that you decide, that you turn from it and you decide not to do it again. So you say, God, I did this. I apologize. I will not do it again. I will try in every will of my body. I will try my hardest not to do it again. I will turn away from this. Whether that means that you have to not be in the room, whether that means you have to tell your friends, oh, we can't hang out if y'all want to smoke. We can't. Because I decided I'm not doing it anymore. And if they're not okay with it, then that's not your friend. That's not what you, who you need to be with. We can't hang out because all you want to do is lay around and not do anything. And you want to procrastinate. And so you're feeding me to procrastinate and be lazy. You just need to not be in that space. And that's okay. That's okay. You do not have to feel guilty or feel like you're being extreme because you want to follow God's will. Confess and don't dwell on it. Like, don't condemn yourself. The Bible says there is no condemnation. Condemnation means you're punishing yourself. And you do not have the right. You do not have the right. I do not have the right to condemn myself because I do not belong to myself. I belong to God. That's what it says. It says for those who belong to Christ Jesus. I can't. You cannot condemn yourself. You cannot speak ill of yourself because you don't belong to yourself. That's why it's so important that we do these affirmations and stuff. If you listen to Sexy Saturday and stuff, like, we need to continue to shower ourselves with things that God has talked about us, the things that God has said about us, to us. Because if you don't know that, you will condemn yourself. And that's not what God wants you to do. God does not want you to beat yourself. God does not feel happy when you say, oh, I can't do this, I'm worthless, I'm miserable and stuff. God does not. That's not what he wants you to do. He does not want you to talk down to yourself. So when you sin, when you feel like you keep going over and over and over again, don't run away from God. That's the first thing that you need to know. Do not run away from God. God wants you to stay with him. He wants you to connect with him. He wants you to get close. That is the time when you feel like you are weak, when you feel like you are not qualified, run to God. Go to him. Tell him what the problem is. Confess and say that I, with all your heart, even if you feel like I know I might do it again, say it. Say, I'm not going to do it again, because there is power in words and you need to say it out loud. There is power in hearing yourself say that I will not do such again. Even if you feel like you don't really mean it, you have to say it out loud because there is power in words. Your brain, when your brain hears something, it registers and it sends the message to your body, to your spirit, to everything. So that is why words are so powerful. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, you guys. Just confess it and then don't look back, because the Bible says God, when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. So if God forgives you, why aren't you forgiving yourself? If the creator of the universe, the one that has the power to send you to hell, if he forgives you, why don't you forgive yourself? So do not condemn yourself. Don't do it. You do not have to be perfect. I am not going to be perfect. So if you're on here looking for me to be perfect, you need to go find another podcast. You need to go find somebody else, because I'm not perfect and I'm not going to be perfect for you. And I am choosing not to be perfect for you. This is not about perfection. This is about progression. So if you want to join me on this journey to progress and get closer to God and to understand that every day is going to be a fight, every day is going to be a choice, a mindful choice, a willing choice, then yeah, thank you for joining me on this journey. I will see you next week for our next show, and yeah, all right.